At the Renaissance Center here on Witzel, we've been talking with Dr. David Jansen about some of the things they do here. Today we're going to talk specifically about the Vein Center. And let's just jump in right there. You created a Vein Center here at Fox Valley Plastic Surgery. Why did you decide to do that, first of all?
Well, you wouldn't think a plastic surgeon would really be dealing with varicose veins. In many ways, it was kind of a garbage subject to start with. Nobody really wanted to deal with varicose veins because the old way of doing it was almost barbaric. Stripping veins out of people's legs hurt a lot, and patients didn't want to do it. They would regret it, even having it done, even though after 6 weeks, maybe their legs felt a bit better. It was such a difficult procedure that in many ways we didn't want to do it. We got into vein treatments really because we end up taking care of people with the small, spidery, cosmetic levels of veins. Yeah. Some of those patients would fail and their spider veins would come back because we never treated the cause. The bigger veins, the pressure, the backing up of those big veins causing spider veins. And so we got into veins. Obviously, Dr. Dubek and I are both fully board-trained general surgeons, and so we came back to dealing with the bigger veins because of problems with treating smaller veins. And so it became apparent to us that somebody needed to do a great job of doing total vein care, from really big veins to really small veins. And since we were trained in all of that, we opened a vein center.
Doctor, I think everybody realizes that varicose veins are something that affects just about everybody, be it a spider or a rather large vein. What exactly is going on in our bodies? What's happening with the larger veins that is causing this problem?
Well, there are many different causes, and it's hard to beat your own genetics. It does occur in men, but it's much more common in women. There are hormones that make it happen. Obviously, getting pregnant and having a baby in your pelvis, pushing on those veins and the hormones of pregnancy make the walls relax. And what really happens is at the level of the upper thigh bigger veins, those start to fail first, and then it just backs up down the leg. Mm-hmm. That heavy column of blood then sits in people's legs. A lot of women don't see anything on the outside of their skin at all. They just know their legs are heavy. And when we look with our ultrasounds, we're able to see that their legs are incompetent. We're able to then take care of their pain by treating those big veins, and they feel that their legs are lighter, they don't hurt at the end of the day. And some people even who have restless legs say, the restlessness in my legs when I go to sleep at night is now gone.
The larger veins, we're pulling blood there. Therefore, we're returning through veins blood to the heart. We are apparently not as effective as we should be. And this causes the problems as far as heavy legs, as well as a general tiredness feeling as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Heaviness, achiness, fatigue. And a lot of people minimize. They just are used to being in pain or having heavy legs all the time. Almost all of us stand a significant part of our day. And people that do that do it for work, do it work in a factory, work, you know, just as a cashier, or even people who sit end up with heavy legs by the end of the day. They don't realize that they may have disease. What's great is we're able to now treat that in a way that's really slick.
Now, we think some people, after they have it done, didn't realize that they had as many problems as they possibly had, given the fact that they have dealt with this most of their life.
We did a lady yesterday, did a vein procedure for her. She said, I didn't realize how much pain or heaviness I was having. Once I had my first leg done, I just felt like running because my legs feel so much lighter. And that's right away.
Great. Your practice clearly has put a lot of time and resources into the creation of the Vein Center here at the Renaissance Center. Tell me about some of the technology you have invested in.
Well, the first procedure we started with this is the vein closure utilizing the venous machine. And venous is a terrific and relatively new technology. And the idea of that technology is really to put a wire. Essentially, it's a smart wire inside a leg, inside the vein, and then after numbing up around that wire with just numbing medicine under local, turn the wire on. And for lack of a better way of explaining it, it's a microwave on the inside, and it shrink wraps the vein from the inside. And so the venous technology with an external ultrasound so we can watch what we're doing, why we're doing it, essentially heats the vein and shrinks it from the inside. By doing that, there's no blood left in the vein. The vein shrinks away to a thin cord and goes away. The blood still gets back up to the heart by going into the deep system. The deep system is inside the muscles of the leg, and that takes up the slack so that once you've gotten rid of the outer vein, it still has a way to get back to the heart.
This, compared to the old version, this is night and day difference, isn't it? From what we've done in the past as far as stripping.
Absolutely. Stripping is just a technique that it's very rare for me to believe that anybody would really be a candidate for stripping at this point in time. This technology, in my opinion, has completely replaced stripping and ligation of varicose veins.
The venous closure procedure came about, 3 years ago now, 2007, thereabouts?
Well, for us it did. We're never the first to adopt a new technology. We make sure it works for patients reproducibly before we'll adopt it. So it's not quite that new, but it is within the last 10 years.
The procedure itself, tell me a little about the procedure. If I was going to come in and have the venous closure, how long are we looking at? Is there any downtime? Do we do one leg and then a separate leg? How do we go about that with the venous closure?
Our plan is really to educate patients, and so we start by doing a seminar. And we have the patients come in, and it's typically a complimentary visit. They watch a movie that we've created as a custom movie describing the entire breadth of vein care. Then we look at them. We evaluate their legs with an ultrasound and get an internal roadmap. Hard to go anywhere without a map.
Sure.
This internal map is very specific because it's objective. We're then able to say, this is where you have disease, and we're able to demonstrate that then to their insurance company, which is important. Depending on their insurance company, there needs to wear support hose or try conservative measures. Take Motrin, take Tylenol, wear support hose for a period of weeks or even a couple months with some insurance companies. Then we move forward with the procedure. And the procedure is typically to come into our office. We'll take a Valium pill on a reasonably empty stomach, kind of like a 2-martini lunch on an empty stomach,
get
a little loopy. Then we do this procedure, and it's all done with a needle. We essentially put a needle in at the ankle. We're able to transfer either the wire if we're doing the venous procedure, or a laser fiber if we're using endovascular laser ablation. Essentially the same thing, but instead of using a microwave energy, we use a laser energy. And so different patients will have different reasons for using one technique or the other. We explain that to the patient, why we're going to use one or the other, and we set them up for the procedures. And usually we'll do one leg at a time and one major vein at a time. People have, in some situations, the need to do two or three procedures even on one leg. They're all outpatient, office-based procedures. People are back to work the following day. They're all able to exercise by 4 days after this procedure.
The actual procedure takes about an hour, from what I understand,
depending
on the number of veins we do, of course.
Depending on the number of veins, depending on whether their veins kind of clamp down when you're doing the procedure, or whether it's easy or hard. Some are easier, some are harder.
You have already done better than 300 of these procedures here at the Renaissance Center.
That's correct.
And as far as results, people happy with the results that they see?
Yeah, this is up there for us. I mean, there are a couple types of procedures we do where we just have routinely ecstatic patients. This is one of them. Patients are sending their friends, their coworkers, their relatives, people who have had stripping on one side and just said, I'm not doing the other side, are coming in to have this done.
So they still do stripping in some locations?
Well, I think fewer and fewer. I think patients are becoming educated enough, and they're figuring this out, and they're not doing the stripping anymore.
On the website, fvpsurgery.com, you're featuring photos of patients who received the venous closure procedure. I'm sure the results are impressive. I've seen varicose veins. We talk about the spider veins. Seen the very big veins as well, and they have been taken care of through this procedure. It's amazing what you're able to do.
Yeah, this has been fun. It's really been fun, and it's been so easy for patients. You know, they just don't want the big incision. They don't want the big downtime. We're a very mobile society. People want stuff done, and they want to be back to work. They need to be back to work.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick break. We are back with more in just a moment. Dr. David Jansen joining us from the Renaissance Center. We're talking about what they have in regards to vein center procedures here at the Fox Valley Plastic Surgery. Again, you can call if you'd like more information. There are clinics from time to time. We'll talk a little more about that later in the program. But 233-1540, 233-1540. I'll remind you that none of the after pictures are airbrushed. These are people that have had the procedure here at Fox Valley Plastic Surgery. You can take a look at the before and after pictures at fvpsurgery.com. Back with more following this.